قوته الأماني أيته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إمام السجاد عليه السلام in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, in his supplications to be recited after the night prayers, says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min narin taghallazta biha ala man asak wa tawa'adta biha man sadafa an ridaak wa min narin nuruha dhulmatun wa hayyinuha aleem wa ba'iduha qareeb وَمِن نَارٍ يَأْكُلُ بَعْضَهَا بَعْضٌ وَيَسُولُ بَعْضُهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَمِن نَارٍ تَذَرُ الْعِظَامَ رَمِيمًا وَتَسْقِي أَهْلَهَا حَمِيمًا وَمِن نَارٍ لَا تُبْقَى عَلَى مَنْ تَضَرَّعَ إِلَيْهَا وَلَا تَرْحَمُ مَنْ اسْتَعْتَفَهَا وَلَا تَقْدِرُ عَلَى التَّخْفِيفِ عَمَّنْ خَشَى لَهَا واستسلم إليها تلقى سكانها بأحر ما لديها من أليم النكال وشديد الوبال وأعوذ بك من عقاربها الفاغرة أفواهها وحياتها السالقة بأنيابها والشرابها الذي يقطع أمعاء وأفئدة سكانها وينزغ قلوبهم واستهديك لما بعد منها وأخر عنها اللهم صل على محمد وآله وأجرني منها بفضل رحمتك وأقلني عثراتي بحسن إقالتك ولا تخذلني يا خير المجيرين.
صراط the path. Sirat, the bridge. One of the important issues relating to the Day of Judgment is the Sirat. Our faith, the teachings of Ma'sumeen alayhim assalam, many of the du'as and ziyarats that we have say, Wa ashhadu anna an-nashr haqq, wal ba'th haqq, wa anna as-sirat haqq. And I bear witness that the resurrection of the dead is right, and the raising is right, and indeed the Sirat is right. The events of Qiyamah that would unfold, and after the statement of accounts, are presented before every individual. The actions, great and small, will be made known. The hell will be presented to all. A bridge will be laid and everyone will have to pass across the bridge. The term bridge has been derived from the sayings of Ma'sumeen alayhim assalam. Sirat, is it a bridge that will be laid over the hell or amidst the hell? According to the Holy Quran, it is a bridge amidst the hell, a bridge surrounded by the hell. Quran says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ. Does everyone have to pass the hell or just a few? Why is it that the way to the heavens has to pass through the hell? Why are the travelers on this bridge, a few of them quick, some slow, and why would some fall? And the definition of the bridge according to the Ahadith is a bridge finer than hair and sharper than the sword. What does this mean? If it is a path, then such a fine path cannot be a path. Is it such for everyone, or has further explanation? The first incident to take place after the delivering of the statements of accounts is presenting the Jahannam before everyone. The glorious Quran in Surah Al-Fajr says, Kalla idha dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka. No, indeed, when the earth is leveled to a plain. Waja'a rabbuka wal malaku saffan saffa. And your Lord and the angels arrive in ranks. Waji'a yawma idhin bi jahannam. يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى. The day when the hell is brought, on that day man will take admonition, but what will the admonition avail him? Jahannam will be presented. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, thousands of angels would get hold of the hell and bring it to the scene of mahshar. فَتَشْرُدُ شَرْدَةً لَوْلَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْدِثُهَا لَأَحْرَقَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِينَ. The hell, like a wild animal, if God does not speak to it, it would devastate the skies and the earth. Jahannam is a being that has life. In the Holy Quran, the talking and the seeing of the hell has been mentioned. The hell hears, yells, shouts, calls and roars. In this regard, in Surah Furqan, the Almighty says, إِذَا رَأَتْهُمْ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّذًا وَزَفِيرًا. When it sights them from a distant place, they will hear it raging and roaring. That is, when the hell sees the criminals from a distance, the criminals will hear a crying of a wild beast that has sighted its prey and is about to attack. The wrongdoers will hear such cry of the hell. So the hell is a living being for which one needs to seek refuge in the Almighty Allah. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in the 32nd dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, says, وَمِن نَارٍ نُورُهَا ظُلْمَةٌ وَهَيِّنُهَا أَلِيمٌ. From the fire whose light is darkness, whose ease is pain. A hell wherein the easy is also tough, like an easy task which itself is difficult. This is a fact. Those who understand this, they know. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wept. The Ma'sumeen alayhim as-salam cried, remembering the punishments of the day of judgment and the hell. The hell will be brought before the mankind. From where? This we do not know, nor has it been mentioned. Jahannam is one of the reflections of the attributes of Jalal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like the attributes of Jamal and perfection of the Almighty, whose reflection is the heaven, likewise the attributes of Jalal, might, rage and wrath of the Almighty is reflected in the hell. The hell will be brought, and everyone, without any exception, will have to enter the hell. Everyone, the good and the bad, the prophets, the awliya and the regular people. This is certified from the Holy Quran in Surah Maryam. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. There is none of you but will come to it, decided certainly with your Lord. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when inquired, will you enter the hell too? He said, yes, but like a flash I will pass through it. The duration of time it would take for people to cross the hell is different. When the 71st verse of Surah Al-Maryam was revealed, that is, this is the definite command of your Lord, and everyone will enter the hell, the Prophet cried a lot. The Prophet's crying is not for himself, as he will pass through it like a flash. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as he is the father of the nation, his crying is the cry of mercy and compassion for his children, some of whom will be punished and some will never exit the hell. Upon the distress of the Prophet of kindness and compassion sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the next verse was revealed. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Then we will deliver those who are God-weary and leave the wrongdoers in it fallen on their knees. Those with taqwa will be saved, but the criminals will be defamed and will fall to their knees and will be retained with disgrace. Marhum Tabarsi reports in Majma'ul Bayan, when mu'mineen will pass through the hell, this too is among those instances where the hell would speak. Addressing the mu'mineen would say, "Be quick, you by your noor you've put out my fire." In another report, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentions, people will arrive in two groups. A group who will raise their cry because of the hell, firqatun yastaghithuna minan nar, wa firqatun tastaghithun nar minhum, and a group wherein the hell will raise her cry due to them. Furthermore, the mu'mineen in the heaven, in their conversations would say, we were said that we have to pass through the hell. How come we did not pass through it? They would be replied, قَدْ وَرَدْتُمُوهَا وَهِيَ خَامِدَ, you passed through it, but it was cold. The substance you are made of is burn-free. Mu'min will never burn. That is, taqwa and the iman will be a protection. Like the fire wherein Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown. All mu'mineen are not alike. The sirat is in the hell, not above the hell. But this question remains, that why must everyone pass through the hell and from the sirat? The hereafter is a reflection of the inner self of this world. Jahannam there is the inner self of this world here. That is, every unseen or every inner self which is hidden here will be evident and known there. The inner self of the world is the Jahannam there. The world of haram, the substance of sins, wrong, disobedience, satanism, etc. is all the Jahannam. The halal world is Allah's blessing at our disposal. One who utilizes from the halal world is indeed investing for the hereafter. This is not disliked. A person came to Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam and started ill-speaking about the world. Imam replied, O you inclined to the world, O you who swears at the world, have you done bad to the world or has the world done bad to you? This world is the place of worship of the friends of Allah. The divine men, their merchandise is in this world. We have to blossom and grow in this world. It is in this world that we can make our existence grow from a bud to a blossom tree. If one does not grow and blossom his humanity by good actions in this world, he can never blossom in the barzakh or in the hereafter. Therefore, dunya in this context is not bad. One of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, that person is among those who gives importance to the world. Imam inquires, how? And what does he do? He replied, he sets off to work every day. Imam replied, working for the betterment of the livelihood is striving for the akhirah. The disliked world, it is the haram, the wrong and the evil we do. In the hereafter, it takes the form of the hell. It is like us intending to go for Hajj, but all our thoughts are in the hotel and its decor, the services, etc. You lose the aim, which is Hajj, by thinking too much about the hotels and their comfort. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the hated world has a beautiful look, but in fact it is the killer poison. We have stepped into this world for servitude, but many a times we lose our aim. There are those who do not whisper to their Lord, do not communicate. This is that hated world, that dunya of haram. Otherwise, nature is not hated. It is all a blessing from the Almighty Allah, and which helps us gain provisions for the hereafter. Therefore, everyone will enter the hell, meaning the inner self of the world. The Prophets alayhimus salam, the Awliya alayhimus salam, they never acquainted with the world, they never sinned. For this very reason, they say that we passed through the hell and it was not lit. They did not cling to this world, hence were not held or detained in the hell. They passed through this dunya, did not cling to it, and also did not forget their aim. One who has committed haram will remain in that Jahannam. Those who passed the worldly exam and did not pollute themselves and sought the nearness of Allah were safe on the Sirat, the path of servitude, His religion and commands. This path is the practicing of His teachings. They passed this Sirat and sought prosperity. Therefore, the Sirat in the hereafter is the inner self of the Siratul Mustaqim that helps him pass and cross this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Siratul Mustaqim is not more than one. One who was firm on the Siratul Mustaqim in this world will remain steadfast on the Sirat in the hereafter. He will cross and arrive at the paradise. One who shakes on the Sirat here in this world will definitely shake on the Sirat in the hereafter. In this regard, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, many will pass on that Sirat which is finer than a hair, because knowing and finding the Sirat requires fineness. It is sharper than a sword, that is, when you found the path, passing it requires care. Now that you've recognized your duty, performing it is also tough. Those who were steadfast on the Sirat here will pass the Sirat there like a flash. A few others will gallop like the galloping of a horse. A few others will run. They were those who had attachments in this world, yet had not lost their path. A few will walk on the Sirat. They will feel the heat and difficulty. They are those who in this world were slow and for no reason delayed the good actions. A few will fell and walk, will fell and hang and continue. They are those who committed haram but had not given away their faith. Those who had lost their religion and the Siratul Mustaqim here will fell in the hereafter in the hellfire. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, to be steadfast on the Sirat, recite Dua Ghareeb, the prayers of the drowned. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. Sirat, which will lead us to the heaven, is a reflection of the Siratul Mustaqim in this world. One who had held it here will be safe in the hereafter. It is that path that protects man from every wrong. Sirat here is not a road, but it comprises of the instructions of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it is that which the religions have taught us to practice. These instructions are reflected in the existence of Ma'sumeen alayhimus salam. Ma'soom is one whose faith is pure, his character is pure, he possesses the highest qualities, his actions and manners are pure in every aspect. Ma'sumeen alayhimus salam are the Sirat themselves. In this regard, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, we Ahlul Bayt are the Sirat. In Ziyarat Jami'at al-Kabira we read, Antumus Siratul Aqwam, you are the right path. One who was under the guidance of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, His character, his practice, his faith was aligned with them. In the hereafter will be under the custodianship of Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We have to raise our lifestyle and ethical values and character and bring it nearer to them alayhi salam. Salman, for whom Ma'sumeen said, he is from us Ahlul Bayt, is because he elevated his status high enough that his desires were the desires of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Therefore, one who brings himself closer to the ethics and behavior of Ma'sumeen alayhi salam has in fact brought himself within the vicinity of Walaya, and his crossing the Sirat in the hereafter will be simple. It is further reported that one cannot pass the Sirat but that Ali alayhi salam grants him the permit. Asbatukum qadaman ala sirat ashaddukum hubban li ahli bayti. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, the firmest among you on the Sirat is the one having the most love towards my household. Elsewhere he says, ma'rifatu ali Muhammadin bara'atun minan nar wa hubbu ali Muhammadin jawazun ala sirat wal walayatu li ali Muhammadin amanun min al-azab. Knowing Ali Muhammad is salvation from the fire. Love for Ali Muhammad is the permit on the Sirat, and the Walayat of Ali Muhammad is protection from the chastisement. One whose custodian was Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam can pass through the Sirat. When inquired about the Sirat, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam replied, Sirat is the path that leads to the Almighty God. We have two Sirats, one in this world and one in the hereafter. The Sirat in this world that we have to pass safely is the Imam alayhi salam. One who knew him, had faith in him, obeyed him, then he will pass the Sirat in the hereafter easily. But one who was disassociated with Walayat in this world, stood against it, will fell in the hellfire. As oppression towards the Awliyaullah is oppression towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once the Almighty Allah said to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, why did you not visit me when I was ill? Musa said, do you fell ill, O Lord? The Almighty replied, a mu'min from among my awliya fell ill, and you must have had visited him. The Almighty recognizes the illness of a mu'min as his own illness. So Sirat in this world is Siratul Mustaqeem, and that is the existence of Ma'sumeen alayhimus salam. Hazrat Zahra alayha salam asks her father, how will the people be in the hereafter? The Prophet replied, everyone will be engaged in himself. No one will care nor look at the other. She then inquired, when they will be raised from their graves, will they be shrouded? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, the shroud will have decomposed, but the bodies will be raised. The mu'mineen will be covered. The noor, the light of the mu'mineen is such that it would not allow their bodies to be seen. She further inquired, where will I see you, father? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, on three stops, Zahra. By the scale of balance where the deeds will be measured, there I would say to my Lord, God, make heavy the deeds of the mu'mineen. 2.
I will be present when they will be presenting their actions. There I would say, God, take an easy account from my nation. 3. And finally, by the Sirat, there I would say, God, protect my nation. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, ثبت قلبي على دينك وسبحانك رب العزة
فما للآن لا أبد نحيبا أنا العبد المسيء عصيت سرا فما للآن لا أبد نحيبا
أنا العبد كسب الذنوب وصدته الأماني أن يتوب.